Hey, what's going on?
What's up, my brother D to the J?
What's up? What's up?
Man, it's been a long time since we got together. Can you hear me well before we get started on this whole thing? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you clear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, man, perfectly. So I got my boy on here, y'all, my boy DJ. And I haven't done an episode since actually December because I had to get so much other stuff together. But I figured who else better than to bring my boy that's been married, that has stories on stories, testimonies on testimonies. And he's actually coming into this conversation blind because we both wanted to discuss something and see where each other's mindset was at with this. And I have a good feeling we're going to be in the same vibes. But if not, that's cool. I want to discuss this because I want to talk to someone else that's been married and someone else that's enjoyed their marriage. Because I know a lot of people out there that have been married for, you know, a long time, but they don't really enjoy their marriage, or they put on a front like they are enjoying a marriage, and behind closed doors, they let me know that their marriage is terrible. And I know in DJ's case, that's not it. So how you been, brother?
Man, I've been good. Things have been going good. Actually, today is my daughter's birthday, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's happy birthday to the little one, man.
Yeah, we're celebrating her second birthday, man. She's getting so big. But other than that, I ain't got nothing to complain about. You know, God has been good to us. And, yeah, we definitely are happy, you know, even when things aren't ideal or in the best situation that we would like for it to be, we're still happy, you know.
See, that's the main thing I want to talk about. So, like I said, I already feel that we're going to be on the same vibes about this topic because, you know, let me get into what the topic is about because a lot of people have been asking me to cover this, but I needed the right person or the right people to do this with. And like I tell you guys all the time, me and my wife are going to have, you know, a part two to our things. But I get a point of view from different perspectives so everyone doesn't think, well, that's you two. You know, when people always assume like, well, if you say this is you and your wife's way, that's your way. But what about other people? So I like getting different perspectives from different people. And, you know, this topic here is about pretty much when you are married. And I'm reminding people this is for Christian marriage. I always have to express that because Christian marriage is different than worldly marriage. So if you're a Christian marriage, this is a question that's coming to me, DJ.
Yep.
Is it all right to be an open book, or should you close your book with like people? So you keep your things private because you know the scripture, what's in the bedroom. You know, you're supposed to keep that stuff in the bedroom and things like. So, you know, people believe in getting over the past because the Bible tells us multiple scriptures that we should get over the past and not really bring it up. But, you know, so pretty much should you be an open book as a Christian marriage? Should you reveal all and should you be open with people about how your marriage is? And I'm going to start it off only because I'm just going to say something for a few minutes and then I'm going to let you elaborate and you go in on what you feel. Yeah. So, a good friend of mine, he said it's okay to mention him. His name is Keith. He feels that him and his girl have been together. They were together for 3 years first. Then they got engaged in the matter. After the 3 years, they got engaged, and then they got married about a year after that. So they've been married now for 2 years. He had listened to one of my podcasts. I feel that when you podcast, I believe that as a Christian, you shouldn't talk about your past life because that life is gone. Like that's something that's a part of your past. You should no longer use examples of the past. You shouldn't elaborate on the past. It should only be what you guys are doing now. So I asked him, I said, now, when you say that, do you mean like if you and your girl before being your wife had a hard time at any time in your situation, you're saying pretty much that should stay under wraps? And his response to that was, yes, that's exactly what I mean. Like, I feel like only talk about what you're doing now and what happened in your past. What do you say to that, DJ?
Well, just to start off, you know, I think that when it comes to something like that, I understand what he's trying to say. Like, I do. I really get it. But at the same time, at the end of the day, man, we have to, especially as Christians, we have to show people that we had something to grow from. Mm-hmm. because you don't want to show people who either aren't Christian or who aren't married that we don't have real problems. And yep. when you show people that we don't have real problems, then it looks as if we're trying to be perfect. When it's not that we're perfect, but we're striving for perfection. We're trying to be like Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be as good as we can, even though we fall short, of course. So, but the thing is that if we don't show that we had something that we grew in and that we had to fight a little bit and struggle from, then one, nobody else is going to be able to learn from it. And two, you also won't be able to look back and say like, hey, we came a long way. You know what I'm saying? You won't be able to see your progress if you just kind of put it behind you and never think about it ever again. Now, what the part that I do understand of what he's trying to say is that it may be tough for some people when they've gone through certain things, and if you use it in a way to throw it in somebody's face, but I don't think that's the case. So overall, man, I just think that you should be able to look back, because not only will it help somebody else, but it can help you too.
All right, so I 200% agree. Like I said, I already felt we were going to be in the same vibes with this.
Yeah.
I 200% agree with that. I put it like this. The best way you said it, and what I explained to him was, that's why I stopped before I said what my response to that was, because I wanted to see what yours was. And pretty much with him listening to this episode when I push it out, he's going to say, okay, that's crazy, because you literally said everything I said to him. Yeah. You know, I feel... If people try to live this fake life, man, I told him, I said, I got one word for you. I said, Pharisee. And he said, what does that have to do with this? I said, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees all the time because they thought they were high and almighty and they had their nose up to the sky, where it was almost as if they were like, you're not on our level, or you're not at our standard, or we know what we're supposed to do and we separate ourselves from you because we live. You're not supposed to do that. So with me, I explained to him, I said, look, I said, by you pretty much saying, you know, forget the past. Like, I get, like, I said the same thing you said. I said, I get what you're saying, because you're pretty much saying, what his vision is, if you bring up the past in front of struggling other Christians, you might ruin them.
Yeah.
And I explained to him, but to me, I look at it as, that shows that you are a real human being. Exactly. Because if I talk about how, you know, think about the story me and you did on YouTube with the FRHL episode. Yeah. If me and you never, we discussed how you wasn't feeling your wife at one point. So your testimony, actually, before she was your wife and all the running around you did, God had to sit you down and say, this is your wife and this is what I got for you. But the running you did brought you right back around full circle to who you are married to today and happily married to today with kids and everything. Yeah. I explained to him, and not just him, you know, it's not he. The only reason why I'm referring to him, because he said he wants me to reference him because he feels that that's me being real. And I'm like, well, the same way that's me being real, that's the same way me being real. If I'm explaining to people the marriage problems I had, you know, I didn't have, you know, the cheating things that a lot of other people had. But yeah. Any other married Christian couple that did, I don't judge them. I say, hey, what led to that? And if they're willing to tell me, I'm willing to know. I'm gonna feed it in and say, okay, this is a good thing, because you were honest and said, at one point in my marriage, I was cheating and God had to, you know, this and that and this and that. I don't have that story. But for another upcoming couple or upcoming marriage or another upcoming engagement, my words can help fix them. Me personally, I get messages all the time from my podcast with people saying, what you literally said about going out for a date, I got my fiance or my husband to listen to, and we've been going on consistent dates. We've been dating more. We've been spending more time together. We've been watching movies together. We've been going out to eat together. Those things are what God has testimonies for. If that's the case, if we're not supposed to say nothing and we hide things, then people are going to look at you regardless and judge you and say they think they're too perfect now. You know, people know. I got some people like he told me, my past was so filthy that I feel like I don't want to re-bring it back up because I'm bringing back the old spirits. And I said, but once you come to God and you repent and you ask God for the change in your past, those become testimonies to save people's lives. I said it's the same thing as if I'm an ex-gang member and then I'm saved and I no longer do that life. If I preach in church and tell people I was once a gang member, guess what happens? That would make them say, oh, so he's not Mr. Goody Two-Shoe, or, oh, he doesn't, he understands the life I've been through. And then exactly. You see them walk to you church after church. Hey, man, you know what you said touched me today, man. I would never have thought you sold drugs before. So I'm on the same boat as you. Like, I feel like if you're an open book, I'm not talking about an open book as far as, yeah, you know, last night me and my wife got it in and, you know, I had her in this position. Not like that. That's absolutely, you ain't supposed to do that type of stuff. But exactly. if you're open book, we are telling people open struggles. And like you just said, when we started this conversation, even on hard times, even going through hard times or going through things, we still are in a good position, which means I am human and me and my wife have struggled sometime, but we are still together strong. Those are the people that I respect.
Exactly. And not only that, but the Bible talks about it, man. It talks about all this stuff. One of the things that the Bible says is that we will overcome by the word of our testimony. So that yep. means by you telling your testimony, somebody else is going to overcome what they're going through. Because exactly. they're like, oh, man, I'm not in this by myself. Somebody else already went through this.
Exactly, bro.
They'll be able to have something to lean on, and that pushes them closer to God because they see that God already brought somebody else out of it. You know what I'm saying? So they don't feel alone. And then on yep. top of that, the other thing that the Bible mentions is that it's okay to have a past and to bring it up, but it says that you're not supposed to indulge in that past.
Exactly. And you said it right before I said it. I was about to say the same thing.
And you're not supposed to like look back and be like, yeah, man, I wish I could still do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
You're supposed to bring it up as a learning moment, as a learning point, and help other people. It's not so that you can fantasize about what you used to do.
You said it best, bro. I mean, like I said, when people are under one spirit of God, like I said, I know he's a Christian. I know he's a man of faith and he's strong with God. You know what I mean? But that's the thing about being in the Christian life, which is going to have me roll over to the second question, which, like I told y'all, DJ didn't know I was coming with these. My brother didn't know. I just told him, look, we're doing a podcast. It hit my spirit for me to have him come on. So I got three questions we're going to cover. We just covered that one as well as we can. I mean, if you disagree with that, that's fine. There's nothing wrong. The thing about Christians we have to understand is not everybody's going to like your opinion. Not mm-hmm. everybody's going to agree with what you got to say. But the key is when I'm saying things, I'm going through the biblical sense. I'm not just making these things up because I feel like it. Sometimes the flesh gets on us and we may say things that are mixed. But when we're talking about these type of things, this is something that men that are spiritual, we grew up in the same church. We were taught certain values and there were certain things in the church that I wouldn't have agreed with. But that doesn't mean I'm against it. That doesn't mean that I'm going to talk about them, because you ain't supposed to talk about people of God regardless. But I feel like your vision, everyone's vision's different. You know what I mean? Like my mother being in the church we were once in, I would never knock that church. That church brought me up. But they had very strict ways. And there was nothing wrong with that. That was their teaching. That was their bring up. You know, not going out and not going to movies and not doing this and that. You know, that was all stuff from my past that I couldn't do. But now I do that often, because now I know the power of prayer. I know the power of coming together with other people and telling God, to asking God for covering and using my Holy Spirit when I go in these places, praying over seats, praying over food, all those type of things. Everyone, there's going to be little differences here and there with those type of things, but at the end of the day, if you're Christian, you believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's minor things you might not, but like I always tell people, refer to your Bible. That's what we have Bibles for. I always tell people, get in your Bible, because if you don't want to listen to my advice, the Bible's advice is there for y'all. But exactly. My second question for you, D, is a lot of things been going on lately where people are asking the question of, how do you feel about if you are married? So I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. Next weekend for Valentine's Day, this happens to be perfect timing because, like I said, I haven't done the show in a while. But next weekend for Valentine's Day, on that Saturday, we are going, me and some married other people from the church are going out to do a Valentine's Day adventure, pretty much, where we do an activity, then we eat, and then we finish with a movie, right? Okay. a lot of people ask me all the time, because they feel some type of way if someone rejects pretty much. If you're a married person, you reject pretty much people that are single or not married. If you reject that, how do you feel on that take? Like, do you think that only married folks should hang with each other, or do you think only single folks should hang with? What do you feel about that?
I think that honestly, there is a time in. I think that. All right, so let me. If you are a married couple, I think that there's a time just like I don't think that you like not hang out with people. But the thing is that
you hold up, DJ. You're breaking up. Hold up.
Your conversations, what you do.
Well, DJ, can you hear me? Hello? I think we're losing them. Trying to see what's going on. DJ, you there? If you can hear me, don't back out of the conversation. I'm going to see what's going on with connection. Make sure my Wi-Fi is not trying to cut on. I don't know what just happened. Try to get back on. Second. That is weird. DJ, can you hear me?